When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sift Pop Sift Spoil for the Rental. We are going to talk about all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, and post-credits sequences.
They all die.
From the movie. And this is one of those times. It's true!
I mean,
at least all five of the main cast die. There's one person who doesn't die, and who is that person? Nobody knows. Who knows? Not important. Movie doesn't care to tell us anything about them, or why they've done anything, or what the point is, or anything. So they do indeed all die. Let's just kind of get into some of the stuff that we wanted to talk spoiler-wise on this, because it really is the spoiler aspect of this is the end of the movie, and it is the thing that kind of ruined the movie for both of us, I think. And I think a good place for me to start is just that the end of this movie, after everything is said and done, and you've experienced these characters trying to figure out what's going on, the movie has laid breadcrumbs that you kind of know are they're a little bit of a distraction, they're not real, but it's laid these breadcrumbs that their caretaker, played by Toby Huss, is, you know, pervert and spying on them. You know there are cameras in the house, they're trying to figure out where. And it's laid all this groundwork, and then for the last 20 minutes, it's just like whoever runs the cameras, again, we don't know who or why or anything about them, shows up and kills them all. And that's the last 20 minutes of the film, and it's just, and that's it, right? Did I miss something? Did the movie do something interesting with that or answer any of the questions that it had asked? Did it, you know, Toby talked about his brother was the one who, you know, rents out the house.
And that's who I thought it was going to be, but then it doesn't confirm that. So.
No, it doesn't even address it whatsoever. It doesn't even wink at it. It doesn't do anything. Like, is that guy his brother? If he is his brother, why is he hanging around? Was his brother in on it? Is it, you know, the post credit or the during credit scenes indicate that this is a pattern. This is like a serial killer who continues to do this to other people. So was that the point all along? The movie has these things about, you know, race and, you know, why was her thing not accepted, but the white guy's thing was accepted. And then he's like, you know, he asks a question like, how did you end up with these people? Was that all just racism or was it something else? I thought it was going to be something else. I thought I thought maybe there was some purpose in killing like white privileged people. Like that was the idea. It was like maybe that really when we thought he was a racist and didn't want her there, it was really that he was trying to save her and didn't want her there because, you know, they were just trying to kill white privilege. Because there's underlying tone of white privilege to a lot of the conversation in this movie, but it's never confirmed or winked at or addressed in any way whatsoever. Not in just any meaningful way, in any way. So you end up at a loss. Does that make sense?
100%. And there's other things in this movie that just feel like they're just thrown by the wayside. The fact that this whole movie builds up to this affair, you know?
Right.
And for them to just kill every single person, it like immediately after the characters find out about the affair, as soon as they find out, they die. It makes everything that could have been, like, meaningless. Like, the affair doesn't matter. But for the first hour and 10 minutes, that's all that mattered. And now they have to deal with the psycho killer, who doesn't... it's at first I was like, okay, so he's only going to kill the bad people who, you know, he's only going to kill Dan Stevens and Sheila, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, they were... But the first person he kills is the most innocent person. That's right. Alison Brie. And you're like, oh, okay, so I guess it's just a bad guy? And then 15 minutes later, they're all dead.
So let me... the movie is not interested in answering questions, and that can be admirable. Like, there are movies that are open-ended that are fine, but this movie, in order for you to... feel like there was some purpose in it, you know, needs to answer some of those questions that it doesn't. I want to ask you, do you think this was always the plan, or was he just a peeping Tom who had to kill people because they found out and that turned him into a murderer later? Because the very last shot of the during credit scene, we see him coming after somebody in one of the cameras that he's set up. So I think the movie is trying to indicate that he's going to do this again or is doing this consistently.
Yeah.
Is this an origin story, or is this just one of many times he's, you know, spied on and then murdered people?
He had the creepy murder mask, so I think that he's just a murderer.
Right. I mean, yes, that makes sense. But then I don't understand. I don't know.
No, you not understanding is fine because it doesn't make sense. It's one of those movies where the harder you try to make it make sense, the less sense in your mind it makes. It's a paradox.
So is the point of the movie that, like, if Dave Franco is sitting in front of me right now and I had a question to ask him about, this movie, you know, like what the intent of what he was going for is. The only thing I can think of then is that this movie simply was a way to just say technology is scary. Is that all there is here?
I'd say that he would lean more towards chaos is everywhere. Like, you think that you're expecting one thing, but then it could all change in one day for no reason. So I think that's what he would say.
Okay.
I'm not saying that that's a satisfying answer, but I think that's what he'd go for.
Well, and I mean, I can force it into this movie, but it's not like it fits easily.
Yeah.
It's just,
kind of like, what was the movie with Liv Tyler, that horror film, The Strangers?
I don't remember that one.
Where the main plot line is some strangers just walk up to Liv Tyler's house, and they kill her and her husband, and while they're being killed, she says, "Why are you doing this to us?" And then the murderers say, "Because you were home." That's kind of what this movie feels like. Like, it's just, there's a crazy person, and he just decides, these people, now, it's just their time.
So,
and yeah, they would have had this whole thing going with the affair and all that. That was going to be, you know, their story, but then I showed up, so.
It's funny, just that one line, "Because I was home," or "because you were home," or whatever the mm-hmm. case may be, instantly gives foundation. And this movie has nothing like that. This movie has nothing to grab onto for any reason that anything's happened. You know, there's a locked door to a storage room below with a, you know, a fancy lock to it, and then there's nothing in there. And it's like, and the movie doesn't even care to even address what that is, why that's there. Any of that stuff. So I don't know. I've rarely seen a movie so uninterested in saying something, meaning something.
Yeah. Like,
this movie is just completely uninterested. It's just, it's, I don't know. And again, it could just have missed me. Maybe there's something there that we both missed. I'm not seeing it.
I honestly don't think there is. I think that what you see at face value is what you get. I don't think that there's any metaphor. If there is, it's got to be that chaos rules, and that just, it's such a bad metaphor. It's so difficult to explain because, well, I don't think there is a metaphor.
None of the killer's, like, choices or locations make sense. Why is he, you know, there? When did he come there? What did he see? Where is his home base? What is he, you know, it's just,
how did he catch up to Brie Larson's car?
Yeah, all that's like, there's just, I don't know. And then the movie has, you know, the gall to tease us with the reveal of who this person is and never shows us. You know, it's just like, it's just completely uninterested in any kind of real revelation that has any kind of foundation or meaning. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything else to say. Andrew, do you?
No.
Okay.
Such a shame.
It is. It's a lot of wasted potential. And here's what I would love. If you're listening to this and you've seen the movie and you liked it, please tell me your understanding of what's going on here. Or maybe you liked it because it just didn't mean anything. I would love to hear your thoughts on that, too. You can send that to feedback@sifpop.com. So, but there you go. There's some extra thoughts on The Rental.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.